The Mishnah of Esrig on Lamed Aleph Rebbei says, Esrig hagozel v'hayovish posel, shel ashir shel yiridachas posel, shel orla posel, shel trumat mea posel. The Mishnah enumerates a bunch of things that are possible to take through Mekayim Yudal Minim. Says the Gemara, shel ashir shel yiridachas posel, maitaymo kivin de l'sreifa koi chatusi mechta shuri. Since it's aim of the Seifa, therefore it's kilo as it doesn't have a shear. A esrog needs a shear, kinira, and therefore if it's aim of the Seifa, it's chatusim after shear, it doesn't have a shear. The Gemara continues, shall or la pasul my time, pligi bor b'chi bar oven verbasi, charam lefishim bohetar achila, charam lefishim bodimamen. Either the reason why orla is pasul is because it doesn't have a heter achila, it's also barchila, or it doesn't have a heter, it doesn't have a din moment. Rashi says, that the Torah says that it has to be lechem, and kokamad you can't eat it, then you can't really use it for whatever you want to use it for. So it's not totally yours. It's a chesaron in lechem, and you can't use it for whatever you want to use it for. Memeila, you wouldn't be able to be yotzeh. Shein b'din mamayin, Rashi says shein oishaver pruto, the suri hanohu hilchach lav shelachemu. Since it doesn't have a shavar pruta, since it's a surah, no, therefore it's not shavar pruta. It's not shavar pruta, so it's not yours. In what way is it yours if it has no shavis bachlal? It's a surah, no. But maybe it's not going to be lechem, you wouldn't be able to be yitzim. Rashi says a similar thing, when it gets a sukkah, on the Chav Zayin and Beis. We saw earlier on Lamed Aleph that there's machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, and whether or not you can be yitzim with sukkah gzula. Sukkah shu'ula, the Chacham hold. Sukkah gzula, everybody holds you can. Sukkah shu'ula is machlokes. If you're blessed, you can't be the chacham. You could. What's the reason if you're the chacham that you could? It's a drasha. More than the chav zayin mevayz. Avol yoytzi yedei chayvoser b'sukkos shel chaver d'siv kol ezach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. Melam shekol Yisrael rein yeshu b'sukkah achas. We have a drasha kol ezach b'Yisrael. Everybody in Klal Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos could sit in a sukkah. That means the entire Klal Yisrael could own one sukkah. And b'yoytzi Rashi says kol ezach yeshu b'sukkos k'tiv. The mashma sukkah achas lechol Yisrael, one sukkah for the entire Klal Yisrael. How do you have that? Sheyeshu bozeach reza. Everybody will sit in it one after the next. The efshur sheyeh lekulon. It's not shayach that it can belong to everybody. Why not? Leimoti shavu pruta lechol chad elayde shaylo. It's not shayach. A person doesn't have a shavis when you have one sukkah that's the size of whatever it is, seven tvachim. And all Yisrael can be yotzei in it, just one after the next. Millions of people in Klal Yisrael can be yotzei with the sukkah. How is it shayach to be yotzei with the sukkah, millions of people together? It must be that you can be yotzei b'shayla, even though each person doesn't have a shomer pruto, he's shayla from everybody else, and it's kilu as if it's his ayidei shayla. Now, it's before again in Rashi that if it doesn't have a shomer pruto, the chur is not considered lachem. And lechura tarach mir, a few things that are shver in these Rashi's. The first thing that's shver in Rashi is the first Rashi, something which doesn't have a heter achil is not considered lachem. Why not? Maybe lachem only tells you that it can't be shol and it can't be gozel. Who told you that lachem has to be that you also have to be able to eat it? And you also have to be able to. Can you do a davar shal bizayin with it? Maybe it's a davar shal kedush. You can't do a davar shal bizayin, so it's not yours. The whole darach and also. Who told you that? As a matter of fact, the man that holds you need a heter achila, he doesn't hold. There's one man that holds you don't need a din mamon. You don't have to be able to use it for everything to be mekadosh by isha. You just need it for heter achila. So where did you get this from? Who told you that lechem includes that? Maybe lechem just says make sure that it's not somebody else's, that it's not shol gozel, but it has to be yours for achila. For maybe you can be madcha and say, I think I saw this somewhere, maybe in Aruch Lener, that's by a pri the ikur hana is that you should be able to eat it. That's the ikar hanav of a pri. Pri is other. The ikar hanav is that you should be able to eat it. You can't use it for its normal, its ikar mahut of what it's supposed to be used for. Then that's a chesar nelechem. In a chanami, not everything will be a chesar nelechem, but a pri is meant to be. If you can't eat it, that's a chesar nelechem. What lechera? There's another thing that's shver. The next man darma that holds ain bodim mamon. Why? Because it doesn't have a shavu pruto. And if it doesn't have a shavu pruto, therefore, it's not his, because it doesn't have a shavu pruta. Somebody doesn't have a shavu pruta. Somebody else allowed to steal it from him? Is it frekta ritva? Frekta ritva. If he's on the rive and that holds like Rashi, since it doesn't have a shavu pruta, it's not considered his. The shayla is frekta. What do you mean? No one else is allowed to take it from you. If no one else is allowed to take it from you, then lechura, then it's considered lachem. As a matter of fact, l'chor we see b'negeah to, he also asked that kapasik v'tani, l'ishna yom tivrishin yom tivsheni, according to you that the psul is only psul of lachem, then l'chor is only psul of yom tivrishin. Standard. L'chor we see that Rashi alein, the Olam was murmur, that Rashi alein says b'negeah to lulav shel avodah zarah, if it's not shel asheru, even though it's asur b'hanah, you're allowed to be yotze. How could you be yotze? L'chor, it's yisurin, it's not considered lachem. How could you be yotze? Rashi says, because mitzvah lav lahenisenu, so therefore it's not considered as if you're getting hana from it. But it's also not lachem. How could it be yotze? So the truth is that if you look at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis is a totally different pshat. When the Gemara says mishum deles behetar achila, it doesn't mean it's not considered lachem. It's because it's not considered a pri b'chol. Let's say that achila means that it's not considered a pri since it doesn't have a shame. You can't eat it, so therefore it's not considered a pri because the ikar of a lefika chupasa lamayim Hashem yizbarach pri de'ilu in ruin la'achila b'shum panim. Arlan Shumatmei says not roi la'achila b'shum panim, and therefore it's not considered a pri. The Shabbos is that also the reason why din mamon, if it doesn't have a din mamon, so therefore it's also not considered a pri. It wasn't really masber. Why? According to him, in a chanami, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's isuri hano, and therefore it's not considered yours. Even one which is isuri hano could be considered the person's. There's a different issue. There's the issue, the fact that it's not considered a pri because you can't eat it. And maybe the pasha is going to pass the kolzai lachar also, and therefore it's not shver the ritva that says that it's a kopasik v'tani yishni yantav yishni yantav sheni. The Rambam learns the psul over here is when again if it doesn't have heter achila is because it's not considered a pri. Doesn't say Rashi was mechadish and the Chorot Mevurim says like that also that if it doesn't have heter achila, no, not because it's not considered a pri, because it's not considered lachem. Why did Rashi want to learn like the Rambam? The Chorot Shver mechatesi that it's not considered a pri because you don't have heter achila. The esrig is be'etim considered a pri because this specific esrig is orla, so therefore it doesn't have a shame pri. L'mayimar Hashem Yisbarach pre-eitzader. It is a pre-eitzader. All the other esrogim that you see are peris. This one is not a pre because you specifically can't eat this one. Let's say there would be blias of Isser. Some basar v'cholav, boiling hot basar v'cholav, falls onto your esrog. Maybe it's considered mevushal. Anyhow, it's a problem. Magen Avraham tries to figure out exactly how it happens. You get the blias of it, you inject with a needle. That doesn't make it chaser. You inject blias of basar v'cholav. Is it aser also? Because you're not allowed to eat this one, that's a bachila. Therefore, you can't be ate. Declare, what happens if a guy sleeps with the esrog? Especially, it's common, you're on the plane, and you stick it under the esrog underneath your, it's in your handbag, and you stick it underneath your chair, and the guy goes to sleep. We stick it underneath the other guy's chair. The guy once told me he was on the plane. The guy behind him taps him on the shoulder and says, if you don't mind, don't go into sleep. Not if you, if whatever, it's not so hard for you not to go to sleep the entire flight, because I stuck my food underneath your chair. So he says, sure, no problem, and probably went to sleep. But Kitzer, he went to sleep, and there's an esrog underneath. So now you're not supposed to eat something which is underneath the bed. So is it aser? So now you can't be ate with it? Because it's not, it's heisesh ken esrog, according to him, aser ba'achila. We'll see the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham, hopefully, Beis Hashem, we'll get to it in Tavish Memtes of Kazan Chof, that talks about if it has blius iser inside. What's going to be the din? Maybe Rashi didn't want to go with the Rambam's Mahalach. It's not considered a pre just because you can't eat the specific one. The Torah, when the Torah said pre is hadar, wasn't telling that you need a chiv to be able to eat it. The Torah was just telling you what the pre is that we need. But in a Khanami, that it's not, wouldn't be a chasarin in the pre is hadar just because it has an iser achil. Abul Hertzfer, what's Kranu Rashi? What's Kranu Rashi? The Rashi holds that Rashi learns that the whole sugi is going when he gets to Lachem. So we do have a few arts. First of all, who told you that lachem includes that achila? Maybe that we said in a chanami, since that's the ikur mahus of a pri is for achila, so therefore it has to have hatar achila. But even more so, if you mother din mamay, where does it come from bechlal that just because it doesn't have a shav bruta, it doesn't have a din mamay lachero, no one else is allowed to steal it from you as the effect of itva, so therefore it should be considered lachem. So if you look at the Aruch Lener and Chavzayin Rebbeiz by the sugya of sukkah, he declares, what's going to be the din b'negeah to be yotze with the sukkah and with the lulav of hefker? Can be yotze of hefker? He says, I don't find anybody that found it. So that speaks about such a case. So most of the time, I guess the common thing is, if you found it, you pick it up and you become it. But let's say you want to be yotze when it's still attached to the ground. Now we held it in the past. The Chaim Baruch seems to be said that he could. You have an esrog, you just don't have a lulav. So you're on your way to the kreisel, and there's plenty of palm trees on the way to the kreisel. So you just grab the lulav It doesn't belong to anybody. Grab the wool, and with your esrog, and you shake it. Good to go. Is that a problem? So maybe it's a problem of mechover. Maybe it's not a problem. But is it a problem of hefker? Can you be yoytzer with hefker, or do you need that it should be lochem? Zokta arach lener, lachurat, tali, this machlekes of the Ritva on Rashi. According to Rashi, that says that lochem means not just enough that it's not gozel and it's not shoal. The bailam have to have a bailus in it. You have to have a shavar pruto. If you don't have a shavar pruto, the fact that somebody else can't take it from you is not enough. The fact that somebody else is not the bailam is not enough according to Rashi. It has to be that you are the bailam. You have a shavis in it. Memela hefki, you don't have a shavis in it. It's not yours. You're not the bailam one. And really wouldn't be a tzi. But according to the Ritva, that says that it would be considered lachem. So long as no one else has violence, if someone else could take it from you, then what did he say? He said that if no one else could take it from you, then it's considered yours. Let's say by Hefker, no one else could take it from someone else. Even though you have no shavius in it, but there's no iser for somebody else to take it. No iser for somebody else to take it. So then in a chanami, it would be, one second, in that case he says, yeah, as long as somebody else doesn't have rishus, he says. According to the Ritva, as long as somebody else doesn't have rishus, even though you don't have any bialim on it, bialis on it, as long as somebody else doesn't have the rishus on it, the memela is no concern for the other person to be yaitzeh. In other words, the shaila is really, by gozel, what's the concern of gozel? Is the concern of gozel that it's not yours or that it belongs to somebody else? The Mikor Kredish, Pesach Frank, he clears the ground like that. He says, what's the concern of gozel? Is the concern of, it's interesting. Lachem means it has to be yours. Gozel means that it can't be somebody else's. What's the ikar over here? Does it have to be dafka yours and gozel is not yours? Or no, the concern is that gozel belongs to somebody else. According to Rashi, gozel is not yours. According to the Ritva, gozel belongs to somebody else. What's enough to mean it by hefker? Hefker is not yours, so according to Rashi, it can't be yaitzeh. Hefker is not somebody else's, according to the Ritva, so therefore you could be yaitzeh with hefker. That would be the nafka mina according to Zedek Tarachlaner. Come to this, according to Rashi, that it's not enough that somebody else can't steal it from you. The din lachem is not just lafuki gozel. God, the lashon of the Gemara is lafuki gozel v'shol. The lashon of the Mishnah. In other words, it's just coming that it shouldn't be somebody else's. That's how the Ritva learns. It shouldn't be somebody else's. Says Rashi, no, lachem means bepoil. It has to be that you have a shavis. You have to own it. The main if it's hefker, you're not going to be able to be it because you have no shavis. It's not going to be yours b'chlal. The thing is, it gets a little bit schwer. How do we eat with our rabbi? According to Rashi, that if it's not a Shavah Pruto, so then you're not Yetz, it's not Lachem. He says we have a lot of mitzvahs, a couple of mitzvahs. He says that it has to be Lachem, and Lav Dafka is always a Shavah Pruto. He says, Aravis, Bachlal. Now we know that we buy Aravis, we buy some people who can spend 45 shekels on Aravis. But the standard in the olden days, the Aravis, everybody just go to the local tree and cut off some Aravis. Every tree of Arava tree that's a few years old has hundreds if not thousands of Aravis. Mamish, tremendous amounts. A dime a dozen. Then it's not worth a Shavah Pruta b'chol. Mamele says, how can it be Yaitzah? Shavah Pruta? Pele shalei reisi mi shisir b'zeh, he says. They bring down the Shari Tshuva, Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. It's more in the Churitz already, according to Shita Trashi, how is it considered Lachem? The truth is that it's already in the Tezah Rid is more of this. The Tezah Rid says, I don't understand why by Arava and Hadas, it says Hadas also, Arava and Hadas Gezula is a chesaron of Lechem, Lechura it's part of Meshavar Pruta. Why can't you be Yetzer with Arava and Hadas Gezula? Lechura it's part of Meshavar Pruta. And part of Meshavar Pruta, Yisrael's not Makbaron. Really, there's no Maitek Zela. There's no, it's not considered as if it's Gozel. It's not chal the shem gzeilon b'chol shavu pruta vector. So that was in those days. Nowadays we understand why hadas. Maybe not considered shavu pruta. But the same, the at least arava also lachera. Why is it not chal on it a? Why is it b'chol a problem of gozel? So he says afgav lagavi anigzal loichashiv gzeilo, aval aburi chashva gzeilo. Kivon shaloi kona biklum, v'loi karina bilachem, v'ein yochel akayim b'yam mitzvah. Says, you're right, it's not considered gzeila klapi the nigzal. Top the very limit is considered gzeila. Why? Kivon shaloi kona biklum, v'loi karina bilachem, v'ein yochel akayim b'yam mitzvah. Because it's not considered lachem. It's not a maisik gzeilo, but it's not considered lachem. Top of the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no Chiyuv Hashavah. Pasuk Shavah Pruta. So, what? It's by a guy, he's Chayav Misa for it. By a Yid, we say that he's Meichel. Vemela, a Yid to a Yid is Meichel. The kids are L'chor the Pasuk is no Chiyuv Hashavah. Even so, it's not considered Lachem. Maybe he means like this word of Rashi. Then in a Hanami, Hagam, that it doesn't have a Shem Gezila because it's not checked to somebody else, but it's not considered yours. It's not considered yours. It could be that it's even different. Once you're not going it, it's not like Hefker. It still belongs to the other person. If you don't have a Kinyan Gezila, so then it doesn't belong. You're right, it's not his Be'esem because he's not Mechayim to bring it back. But if you're never going it, so what is it? Who does it belong to in this case? It's Hefker? You never made a Kinyan on it because it's Pasu Shavar Pruto. You don't have a Kinyan in it. And it doesn't belong to another person. Who does it belong to? Not exactly clear. What's that?
Why doesn't it belong to the first person?
Why doesn't it belong to the first person? Because he's Michael. Pasuk Shavu Pruto. There's no Chiyuv Gzeila. Yes, that's a shadow. Who does it belong? That's what I'm asking on. If he's Michael, so then Klapi the Rebbeinu Shalom, we say that it's considered as Gozo because you were never created.
I
can't
Michael my pen if it still happened. I think Michael's on
your hand. What do you mean? The guy stole from him. Reuven stole from Shimon. Reuven stole from Shimon. But he's Meichel the Shabbos. It's not in his Rishos. And he's Meichel. He doesn't have to give it back. There's an interesting Rashi. We pointed this out in the Maamar Kemis, actually. Rashi says, when it gets to Arava Gzula Vivesha Psula, Rashi says, why is Arava Psula? Lelulov. Lelachem Akulukai. It's Pasul Lelulov. What does Rashi want? Pasul Lelulov. By Hazaz, it didn't say it's Pasul Lelulov. Why is Rashi throwing over here by Arava? It's Pasul Lelulov. The Lachem Akulokai. Lachem goes in all the Dalaminim. What's he coming to Afuke? Says the Kapis tomorrow. He's coming to Afuke for Meshanas. If you're taking the Arava just to be kind of the Minig Nevim on the seventh day, then even if it's Gzula, you're Yetzim. Why? Because it doesn't have a Shavar Pruto. So therefore, there's no problem. There's no Mitzvah Baba Vera, and it doesn't say Lachem. Lachem, it only says Minigea to Arava. And Mamela by Rava of the Dalet Minim. What's that? No, we didn't. Halacha Mishmisinai. Only according to Abishol. We hold that you need two. You're right. There's a thesis on Membez that says in Echanami that according to Abishol that learns out from Arviv, then by Mikdash also it's going to have to be, it only be in the base of Mikdash. This is Zechel Mikdash anyhow. But even in the base of Mikdash, it would have to be Lachem. That's what he says. You're right. So he says that there's no problem with the Baba Vera because it's Pachim Shavu Pruta. But even so, there's a concern that it's not considered Lachem. According to Rashi, Rashi's talking about the Arava, which is less than a Shavu Pruta, and that's why there's not a problem with Benegiah to Ishano. Nevertheless, there is a problem with Benegiah to Lulav, that it's not considered Lachem. That it's not considered Lachem. Why is it not considered Lachem? But not because it's not a Shavu Pruta, but because it's Gozel. Since it's Gezula, therefore it's a Chazarn. So it's Mavura and Rashi that when it comes to Arava, when you steal an Arava, even though it's Pachs from Shavu Pruta, the only reason why you can't be Yetzi is because it's Gozel. But if it wouldn't be Gozel, then it wouldn't be a problem to be Yetzeh with your Arava, even though it's Pachs Meshavar Pruta. And that's really what the Akhrenim are asking. We're just saying that it's Mavur and Rashi, that Rashi, it's Medrig and Rashi, where the Kabbalist Farm is learning, is that by Arava Gzula, it's talking about an Arava that is less than a Shavar Pruta, and even so, the only reason why it's possible is because of Gozel, not because it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. It's Kum Tais that by Arava, even though it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, Lechayro, you could be Yetzeh with it, and there's not a concern of Lachem. So how come when it comes to Esrik, how come when it comes to Sukkah, if it's not considered Lachem, if you don't have a Shavar Pruta, then it's not considered Lachem. When it comes to Rav, it is considered Lachem. So you could say that there's a big difference between Isuri Hano and Hefker, which is like Isuri Hano, that you have no Shavis Bechlal, and that a Rav, which has Shavis, is just less than a Shavar Pruta. It's not that a Rava has no Shavis. It has Shavis. It's just less than a Shavar Pruta. And therefore, it is best and considered yours. You do have a bialis on it. It's only when it has no, when Rashi said by Isuri Hano, it's not a Shavar Pruta, it doesn't mean that if it would be half a Shavar Pruta, then it's also a problem. No, if it would be half a Shavar Pruta, then it wouldn't be a problem. Then you have a bialis in it, even though it's not a Shavar Pruta, but you have something in it. Masha'inkin, something which is Isuri Hano, then you have no Shavis in it, Bechlal. It has no Shavis whatsoever, it's not considered yours, Klal Klal. The Mela, since it's not considered yours, Klal Klal, therefore, you wouldn't be able to be Yetzeh. Now, what's with sukkah? We see when it gets to sukkah that by, if it doesn't have a shavar pruto, then you can't be yetzi, even though every person l'chora has etvas a bialis in it. L'chora you have to mechal between arava and sukkah. And arava, the standard arava doesn't have a shavar pruto. So when the Torah told you lachem, the Torah was obviously referring to even less than a shavar pruto is considered lachem, because you have some sort of bialis. Mashenik in a sukkah that generally is more than a shavar pruto. If you don't have a shavar pruto, that's kilos if you have nothing, and therefore it's not considered yours bechlal. Kumta is just to be mezakim. We have a machlokes in Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi says the lachem, it has to belong to you bepoil. It has to be yours. Not just enough that it doesn't belong to somebody else. In Mamash, you have to have shavias in it. The Ritva says no, you don't have to have shavias so long as somebody else can't take it from you. And we see by Arava, even though it doesn't have a shavar pruto, you could be yotze. Why is that? Because it has etvas shavias, it has some sort of shavias. And obviously, if the Torah is telling you that you need lachem by Arava, and the standard Arava only has less than shavar pruto, by itself, that's considered enough, and they could be yotze. Now, it would seem that maybe Rashi goes to Shitasa in the rest of the sugya similarly, but again to the mamay, we find when it gets to heter achila, we find an interesting thing in Shitas Rashi. Rashi says when it gets to heter achila that truma has a heter achila. Truma Torah has a heter achila. Why? Lekoyin. If you give it, if it belongs to a kohen, it has a heter achila for the kohen to eat it. And Yisrael nami nafik bei imlokumi kohen hal v'yochel achila ben bita kohen. And Yisrael also could be ate with it, because he could give it to his grandson who was a Kohen, his daughter married a Kohen, and he could feed it to his grandson. Why did Rashi have to come on to that? Why did Rashi just say Poshim? Because he could give it to a Kohen. Elamai, Rashi understood that that's not considered enough. It's not enough, the fact that you could give it to a Kohen. You have to have in it shavis that you yourself could use. You yourself have to be able to use it. You yourself have to be able to serve it at your table. It's not enough to give it to somebody else to use. So Sfasem says this. Betim, this is saying. Svasama says that it has to be that somebody else, it's not enough that you can give it to somebody else to be nana. Heter achila means in the bialim themselves. But Mephidus is Maturus also Tesis Kasha. Tesis asks, by Ani it says that, Migu di boi mafkilinitse, bavi Ani vichazile. Why is Demai, why can a person be yetu with Demai? Because since he can, Demai is only mutter for Aniim, the answer is because he can be mafkilin and chasim become an Ani. In fact, Tosfos says, why do you need that reason? Just say that you give it to an ani, the same way you give it to a kohen. The answer is, according to Rashi, that's not enough. According to Rashi, it's not enough to give it to an ani. It has to be that the person himself could use it. So he could have said he could give it to his grandson or his bnei mishpacha or aniyim. But he said even better thing, he himself can make himself an ani. He himself has the yucheles to make himself an ani, and therefore it would be considered as if he has a heter achila. Come to a silent in din moment, and silent in heter achila. In other words, the Rashi learned that lachem is not just enough that somebody else could use it, somebody else can't take it from you. Lachem is b'poyal that you have to have it in moment, you have to be able to have a ma'is achila from it. Sai b'nigeta, that's what the lachem is. It's the same you say to Rashi. Lachem doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to somebody else. Lachem means that it's yours b'poyal. It's yours that you have a shavis in it, and it's yours that you could use it for achila. It's not enough that you could give it to somebody else. You have to be able to use it for achila to be able to be considered heter achila. L'chori, that's the reason why, also, Rashi says on the Mishnah, but he gets a Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni, when you're Chutz Yerushalayim, then you can't be Yetzer with Meister Sheni, because it has no Heter Achila. You can't eat it. You can give it to somebody who's in Yerushalayim, and they'll be able to have it. No, Rashi holds, that's not enough. Giving it to somebody else is not enough. You have to have that Yecherlis. The Shaila is, you also have the Yecherlis. Migu, Diboy, Imaydele, in Yerushalayim, Bakalei. L'chor, the same way that we say when he gets his mind, that he can be mafkiz nechasim, it'll be his. So too, he can bring it to Yerushalayim, it'll be his. What? Fine, he can't give it to somebody else, because it has to be that you're shayach terachilo. But I'm shayach terachilo. I'll bring it to Yerushalayim, and I'll be able to eat it. The truth is that the Ritva and the Ram, they say that first. They say nechalami. Even chutz Yerushalayim, you're able to be ate, because you can bring it to Yerushalayim, as a heter achilo in Yerushalayim. And I don't even know if he holds that person has to bring it. He says it has heter achila. The only reason why I said Yerushalayim is to tell you that lechatchila you shouldn't take it. Even Yerushalayim, lechatchila you shouldn't take it. But b'diavad that you ate it, for sure. Even outside Yerushalayim you ate it. Because it has a heter achila in Yerushalayim. Rashi learns, no, it's not enough that it has a heter achila in Yerushalayim. It's not enough that you could bring it to Yerushalayim. It's not enough that you could bring it to Yerushalayim. That doesn't make it that you have Heter Achila. The shayla is, why is there any different than the mind? You could be mafkir. The same shayla you can ask when you get to Tevel. Rashi says, man de boying, while moing loy boy Heter Achila, or machshir esrik shall Tevel, shall also be Achila, mutter b'ano. He's machshir and esrik shall Tevel, shemutter b'achila, shall also be Achila, mutter b'ano. Esrik of Tevel, what's the story? The Mishnah didn't talk about it. The Mishnah only talked about the mind. What's with Tevel? Can you be Yates or not? Rashi says, you can't be Yetzi. Tes also says you can't be Yetzi. The Shaila is, why can't be Yetzi? You'll be Mafresh. I can't take off from this Esrog, it'll be Chaser. But I take off a different Esrog and give it to the Kayin. Why can't I be Yetzi like that? You have the Yechilis to be Mafresh. You're right, in the Chanami, that before I'm Mafresh, I have no Heter Achila, but I have the Yechilis to be Mafresh, then I'll have a Heter Achila. And if you look at the Ramban says in the Chanami, the Ram brings down from the Ramban. In the Chanami, even Tevel, you could be Yetzi for, you could be Masalik to Kayin. You don't have to take from this one. You can sell it to Kayin with a different Esrog. You're going to be Yetzeh. You can be Mafresh from Mises. L'chor is Mavur from Rashi that it's not enough. When it's to be considered Lachem, it has to be yours now. It can't be Mechus or Maisel. If it's Mechus or Maisel, then it's not considered yours now. If you have to bring it to Yerushalayim to be able to be Yetzeh from it, then right now it's not considered Lachem. Because you have to do your Mechus or Maisel to do it. If you have to be Mafresh Trumo, then it's Mechus or Maisel. It's not considered Lachem. Only by Iboyim Afkin and Ifsei, then it's not Mechus or Maisa, it's just the Dibur Ba'alma over there, and still be considered Lachem. It's only a Dibur Ba'alma, and therefore it wouldn't be considered Mechus or Maisa, it would still be considered Lachem, according to Shitas Rashi. The only thing that we didn't sort out still is Rashi Shita Benegia to Luluv. Rashi says by Luluv that you're allowed to be Yates with a Luluv of Avodah Zarah, even though it's a Surah Hana. Why could it be Yetzi with a Luluv? L'chaira, it doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, it doesn't have a Shavis Bechlal. How could it be Yetzi with a Luluv of Avodah Zarah? So the truth is that if you look at the Ran in the Mitzvah, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he says in Ein Hachanami, you can't be Yetzi on the first day. On the first day, it's not Lachem. You're right. The first day, it's a Surah, no, you have no Shavis. You can't be Yetzi. It's not considered Lachem. It's only on the rest of the days that you could be Yetzi. Not like we thought to say. We didn't want to say that, but L'chor, it's Mavur, and the Rishonim say that. Rishonim say that Yutaka cannot be Yetzeh on the first day with a Luluv of Avodah Zarah. Now it's got a very Gishmak, Tesis by us, can our Tugya ask, how come by Luluv we have to say the reason of Chetusim Echtes Shuri by Asher of Moshe, why don't we just say, because it doesn't have, since it's Avodah Zarah, it doesn't have a Heter Achila, it doesn't have a Din Mamon. It doesn't have a Din Mamon, he says. So he says, we could have said it, but we wanted to say a reason that it passes for all 7 days. Chedusim Hefter Shur passes for all 7 days. Heter Din Mamon is only for the first day. Now, it's very Gishmak, because that was the whole difference between Asher of Moshe and regular Avodah Zarah. Both of them are also the first day. So there's no difference between Asher of Moshe and a regular Avodah Zarah. Both also the first day. If it's said in the Mishnah that Asher of Moshe is also, and didn't say that about a regular Avodah Zarah, vice versa, so we're trying to say something which is possible all 7 days. And that's Dafka, something which is Chedusim Hefter Shur. That would be possible all 7 days. And L'chor, that's the reason why in our Mishnah, if you look at the Maharam speaks this out, he says, for sure it's fair in our Gemara. The Gemara we started out with. Gemara says, Shal Hashem Shalei Nidachas, Esrei of Shalei Nidachas is possible. Maitaimo, Kimdal Yisreifa Koi, Chatusi Mechta Shuri. Since it's for Sreifa, it's Chatusi Mechta Shuri. Why do we have to go into Chatusi Mechta Shuri? The very next line of the Gemara says, doesn't have a Heter Achila, doesn't have a Din Mamon. Why do we have to go into Chatusi Mechta Shuri? So L'chor, the answer is, because this Mechta Shuri tells me that it's possible called Shivo, as opposed to Ein B'Din Mamon only tells you it's possible the first day. The only thing is, according to the Rambam, you can't answer that. The Rambam we started out with said that the reason why it doesn't have a Heter Achila as possible is because it's not considered a Pri. Not considered a Pri is possible all 7 days. Is he passing the Shulchan Aruch Maisa like this Rambam? It's possible all 7 days? Now, if that's the case, why do I have to come to Chedusim Mechta Shuri to pass on for all 7 days? We could have said that the reason why it's possible is because it doesn't have Heter Achila, like the next Gemara. Why do you have to come up to two different reasons? According to the Rambam, L'chor, both of them are possible for 7 days. Why do I have to say Chedusim Mechta Shuri? Say the reason is because it doesn't have Heter Achila. The truth is that if you look in the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, he doesn't say Chedusim Mechta Shuri. The Rambam learns that it's possible for a different reason, because it's a mitzvah of Avavera. The Rambam learns that it's a mitzvah of Avavera. The reason why Shal Hashem and Shal Moshe is possible is because it's considered a mitzvah of Avavera. Yesh La'ayin L'fi the Rambam, one of the mitzvah of Avavera is possible for 7 days. But the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah of Avavera in the Chanami, it's not out, Chedusim Mechta Shuri. Now, Taisa says, why don't we say the reason of Chatusim Echtes Shure. The Gemara says that Esrik Shal Asher is Chatusim Echtes Shure. Frektay says, why don't we say the reason of Mitzvah Bavera? He says, no, we can't say Mitzvah Bavera. The Mitzvah didn't come Machmas Avera, you don't say Mitzvah Bavera. He says, some people don't want to say Chatusim Echtes Shure because the Esrik doesn't have a Shure. And that's Pasha, that's the reason why the Rambam learned. The reason is Al Tzitzvah Bavera, not Al Tzitzvah Mechta Shire. What was Mechayiv him to say that? Because he learned that Esrik doesn't have a Shire. And therefore it doesn't pass Tzitzvah Mechta Shire. In fact, the Oilam, very good that it doesn't pass Tzitzvah Mechta Shire. But Kol Ha'imin Lissirat Kesarav Dami. You're right, it doesn't have a Shire. But Kol Ha'imin Lissirat Kesarav Dami. And therefore it should be considered as if it doesn't exist, B'chlal. You don't have Tzitzvah Mechta Shire. The truth is really, what the Tzitzvah Mechta Shire and Kol Ha'imin Lissirat Kesarav Dami. The Pri Chodesh in Simin Kuf Chav Dal and Evan Ezer, he says that it's Mavur that the only din of Kol Ha'imin Lissirat Kesarav Dami is only the Fear of Shimon. The Rabbanan are chaylik on that, and they hold that there's no din of Kol Ha'imin Lissirat Kesarav Dami. It's only by something which needs a shear, then there's something that's called Chatusim Echta Shuri, and it doesn't have a shear. The Meila, over here, Dafka, if you hold that there's a shear, would it be considered Chatusim Echta Shuri? And that's good for the Shiloh of whether or not an Esrik needs a shear or not. That which it says that it's minkur liki chasa. Tosfos says, and the Rosh Bayas over here, they say, it doesn't have to be an egoiz, it has to be an egoiz or a kibeso, only because you need it to be a gemara pri. But if you knew that it was a gemara pri even without that, then it wouldn't have to be that size. So what's the shir? Minkur liki chasa. That's our sugyo. Minkur liki chasa. Is that a shir? Or just a tanai? That's kufa the machlekes, but pashtas between Tosfos and the rest of Rishonim. Tosfos learned that that's a shear, that's mamash a shear. If you need to be minkur liki chasa, it has to be a certain size. What's the size? I don't know, but it has to be a certain size. We made a pasuk chatusim echtes shure. Mashekin, according to other rishonim, they hold, no, it's only a tanai in the likicha. That it has to be that you're able to see it. But there's no shear. It doesn't say 3 inches, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, it doesn't say what, a tefach. We made it's only a tanai in the likicha, but there's no din shear. We made it doesn't pass to say chatusim echtes shure. And calling it the gesar, it's only according to Rav Shimon. The Meila, they say that the reason is because of Mitzvah Habo Ba'avir.